Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome, welcome. I have moved. I've moved physical locations of my home. And in today's episode, we are going to help you see more clearly and understand what it means to have your mind running on autopilot. And where can we come in and gently break up that pattern to let more warmth energy, more light, golden light energy in, so that you can then create more of the life that you're meant to experience. Here's what I mean. As humans, we're here having a human experience, and our human experience is what we are meant to focus on. The reason that we do energetic and spiritual work is the same reason we physically move our bodies. When we physically move our bodies, we have a better human experience. When we do energy work and we're supporting our energy, maybe through a clearing, a grounding, a healing, an expansion, activation, a manifestation, we are actually soothing and supporting your energy so that you can have a better human experience. When you take care of your mind, it's the same thing. Whether it's Sudoku, a walk, gardening, cooking, for some people it's cleaning, whatever your form of meditation is, it takes care of your mind, which cultivates a better human experience. So we don't want to look at spirituality singularly in the sense of, oh, am I spiritual enough? Am I ascending? How am I doing? We want to really say, I'm cultivating a more spiritual experience for myself to help me navigate a very fulfilling human experience. That's the goal. The other piece to all of this and where the mind comes in is the mind has been so very well trained by our experiences, by society. And what we want to think about and what we want to feel into is how do we cultivate warmth in our day-to-day experience, which means warmth is support, bringing in beautiful source energy, beautiful golden energy into our experience, no matter what it is we're doing, so that we can allow our mind to rest, support us where it's meant to support us, and leave ourselves in a trusting space where we are open to the creation of our life. Where we say, I'm following the nudges, I'm following the calls, I don't know where it's all leading me. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's exciting. I don't have all of the answers. But I'm trusting. And when you do it that way is when you're present and when you enjoy the journey and have an incredibly fulfilling life. This is it. This is the purpose of it all. When someone desires more money to win the lottery, to be a multimillionaire, what they're actually feeling in themselves is a need and a desire for certain feelings. Maybe they want to feel safe because there's enough money in the bank for them to sleep well. Maybe they have dreams to travel parts of the world. But even traveling to parts of the world is giving them a feeling. Now, for some people, the feeling may be, I want to show people that I've made it. And that's our inner child who's been burdened, hurt, and is showing up that way. Maybe someone has such a genuine curiosity to see a certain part of the world, but that's more of an innate dream of their own. Maybe someone says, I want to have enough money so that I can actually not work, but then I'm just going to do the things I want to do, like the gardening and the cooking and spending time with people I love. Those are feelings of joy in their life that they're wanting to experience more of. They want to feel more satisfied, more happy, more present, more fulfilled. So our mind loves us to be very linear. I don't have X, so when I do have X, I will get to experience what it is you truly desire to experience. Or people will say, I want to build my own business or have my own business so I can have these freedoms. But what happens is our mind holds us back and says, well, but if you do that, you're going to have to show up. People are going to see you. They're going to judge you. You might fail. Or businesses are hard and require more time and more work and more effort on your part. And do you really want that? When we talk about bringing in the warmth to nurture our current human experience, what will begin to happen is you begin to align with, you know, that's why we do the inner light work. It brings you into alignment. It says what feels good and true for you in this moment. It brings you to the present moment. It says, I need you to relax your mind and not think about an outcome and not think about what's going to happen a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. And I need you to trust that what you're receiving, the information you're receiving on the inside, is what's guiding you for your long-term inner desires. So when we think about this example of, say, someone who wants to start a business, okay, I'm going to use the example of a self-branded business, right? Providing a service. Naturally, our mind thinks years ahead when we're established. And we have a goal, an internal goal like that, to help be a driving force so that we do move our life in a direction. It's like people that just really desire to have kids. You're being called to that direction. So our mind wants to say, okay, then this is what I need to do. This is what I have to do. Alignment says lean back and what feels true for you to do now. What feels good for you to do now. That's cultivating that warmth. What we don't want to do is our mind has two main focuses, keeping you safe and keeping you safe. So if you say to your mind, to your inner light, well, what is it that I can focus on now for my fitness goal or for my business goal? The mind says, whoa, 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 that's a lot to tackle. We don't want to run a marathon. We don't want to go to the gym 6 days a week. We don't want to have to show up on social media. We don't want to have to show up and promote the work that we do at all. That's scary. Going to the gym and exposing ourselves 5-6 days a week, being the weakest person there, the person that's unsure, maybe not having the right clothes, all the ridiculous things people think, right? That's where our mind goes, and our mind says, hey, just relax one more day. Just relax one more day. We've got this tomorrow. We've got this tomorrow. Just take it easy. Don't worry. Stay safe. We go to our gut. We go to our light, and it says, what would you have me do today? And our gut and our light gives us steps. It gives us steps to take one in front of the other. It does not focus on the big end goal, even though each step guides you there. And your gut will have you take action from an aligned place, which is different, and you are breaking the pattern of you, of who you've been, the beautiful you you've been for decades. And you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. Your mind says, well, let me do some more research. Let me scroll on social media and find some more information. Well, let me buy this book that's going to sit on my shelf for 3 months or 3 years before I even read it. Well, let me get this program. Well, let me go listen to this podcast. Your light, your energy, your warmth is going to give you aligned action. Your mind is going to say, how can we stay safe? How can we stay the same? So we use energy work. We bring in these tools to help you actively get into more alignment to do the things you're meant to do, to realize these internal goals. I'm going to call them goals and dreams, these feelings that you desire to experience. Because that's what a goal and a dream does, is it gives you the experience you want to have. It gives you, it says, okay, these are the feelings you want to have. We're going to help you cultivate those. Our mind says you need to have a step-by-step plan and know all the steps to get there safely. Alignment says if you want to enjoy the journey and learn the most and have the best experiences along the way, you're not gonna know everything. You're gonna have to lean back into yourself and trust. Me moving was not an easy decision. I had a couple of options. The option that I have leaned into, I do not have a clear path in front of me. I have a strong feeling of warmth that I'm getting more and more clarity on as each day passes, as I follow my alignment. My mind would love to have a game plan and a set of, oh, this is why it's all working out this way. And instead, I'm saying, how can I cultivate more light, more warmth, more of an incredible experience throughout my day? Knowing that I'm being guided to experience the end goal versus my mind saying, okay, the end goal is a soul-inspiring and aligned relationship. A career with XYZ involved in it. If I let my mind rule those things, or health too, if I let my mind rule those things, I'd be miserable. I would have a workout game plan that would make me tired, and I wouldn't follow through with it 100%. I would be listening to people's advice that love is a numbers game and just get on the dating apps. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know people that has actually worked out really well for. It's not where I'm at, and I'm trusting that process. Mr. 1962 and I are still friends. He's awesome. We are no longer dating, and I'm so grateful for that experience. It taught me a lot. Again, I didn't know the outcome of that one, and I am forever changed by our time together. Also, it was really fun because we got to the point where we knew we were going into the next chapter of our experience together. Both of us were used to, okay, you know, relationships end. And instead I said, well, let's create the experience we want to have together after this. And that too is going to continue to evolve with life, right? So again, getting back to the mind, our mind dictates a lot of things for us. And our mind actually makes us pretty unhappy. The guides are saying that right now. So we bring in energy work to bring ourselves into alignment that says, show me a better way, show me a lighter, brighter way. But this way does not pave a perfect path. The mind can pave a perfect path, but alignment says, trust the process. Alignment says you won't have all of the answers. Alignment says you're going to enjoy the moment and enjoy the process. And there is no greater gift than that. So when I was moving this weekend, I thought we'd have everything. This is so funny. I thought we'd have everything buttoned up, dialed in. No problem. By midday, early afternoon on Saturday. And I had the whole week ahead of me because the people that own the place I moved out of, they're like, oh, we're out of town. No problem. I was like, great. And they're wonderful people. And we were nowhere near close to being done Saturday afternoon, not even close. And on Monday, I think it was Monday, Sunday? What's today? It was Monday, or on Sunday. They said, yeah, all the inspection people and staging people and this, that, or the other come in first thing in the morning. Now, throughout my human experience, my human learning, my human delusion of thinking that the move would be that efficient and quick, I was still using my tools of alignment, checking in, asking for support, and I received support in spades. I had the most serendipitous things show up for me. People showing up to support me, my friends laughing with me at me, and helping in crazy ways. We had fun during the process. We took breaks and did really fun things. Helga, my now 98-year-old grandmother, I got to witness her to her insistence. Bending down, cleaning out drawers and cupboards below sinks. You're thinking, why would you let her do that? I would like you to try to stop a 98-year-old German woman on a mission. Good luck. And I embraced all of those moments. I enjoyed them for what they were and learned my lessons, took my lickings, and also had so much immense gratitude for the process. So much immense gratitude for the process. And that's the beauty of being present in alignment, being human, and allowing the light and the warmth to come in and support my experience. Also, I'm tired right now, so I don't know if I've said this already on the podcast, but I'm taking the lessons that I've learned from this process. I'm like, okay, I am integrating these lessons. I'm integrating them. I'm still observing some of the lessons. But when we bring in this light and warmth, this is what happens, is the lessons get to be more gentle. There gets to be humor with them. There gets to be joy with them. We get to say, oh, okay, I'm definitely doing that part differently next time. A lot of parts differently. So how can you, doing energy work, bringing it into your days, into your experience consciously, help break up your mind's patterning to help support you? And how can you let this need for outcomes and controls be? And let yourself be in the experience. There's a woman I know, she's so incredible, and she had gone on a Joe Dispenza 5 or 7 day She did the VIP package with him and her partner, and or with Joe Dispenza, and then her partner did it too. And I really like a lot of Dispenza's work. I cannot wait to have some conversations with him one of these days and get to the bottom of a couple of things. But what she was sharing is that her and her partner were creating a shared vision for them together. And then about 4 months later, they broke up and her life completely changed. And I was reflecting, you know, and what a beautiful way, you know, she'd shared this publicly. So I'm not sharing anything she shared with me privately. She shared this publicly. And I'm watching this and I thought, you know, why do we have this free will, guides? Why do we have this free will? You know, here she was trying to beautifully, consciously create her life with herself, with her partner. And why is it that that didn't come to fruition and instead her life took a hard left? And that is when they started to show me the lessons in my own experience and the wisdom in my own experience about how what we're meant to do is say, I desire deep love, connection, fulfillment experiences in my life. And therefore, I'm going to take life step by step. Because what they had done in this workshop was very definitive around what it is we desire to experience as far as tangible outcomes. And I don't know, there's nothing wrong with that. I actually think it's a really cool thing to do with your energy. I also have found it's still limiting. So now this is the approach I take. Right now in my business, I love working with clients one-on-one. We especially get into the meat of things in Voxers. My clients will tell you time and again, Voxer is one of their most favorite parts of us working together. And the group work, the community, the activation, and helping people bring their businesses, their intuitive businesses and gifts into this world their own unique way. Their own unique way. At the core of everything I do is this foundation of the inner light. It doesn't matter what it is I'm teaching. The Intuitives Toolkit offers that foundation. The book, Your Energy First, How to Be Your Own Transformational Healer, offers that foundation. And then what I do is I sit back, I take care of myself, and I lean into my light, and I bring in that warmth, and I say, what feels good and necessary next for the highest and best? And I create from that space. I create from a space of curiosity, of desired outcomes and experiences I want to feel and have now and down the road. And I don't know exactly what all of that looks like, but I'm trusting the process. This coming from a woman who has a degree in finance, was in tech for 17 years, and all I did was live by and achieve goals. Anybody knows when you're in tech, or I was in tech sales, you have annual, quarterly, monthly, sometimes they did weekly and daily goals and sprints, but that wasn't all the time. And that's how I lived my personal life. And it worked, and it worked great. But I was so burnt out and I was so tired. And I do believe our world is so abundant and desires for us to live and be so abundant. And in order for us to be in our true essence of that, I'm talking about health, love, prosperity, laughing, happiness, pleasure, orgasmic life experiences, joy, wealth, fun, all of those things. I might have repeated myself with fun, but fun is so important. In order to do all of those things and have all of those things, we actually have to let go. And we have to give our mind space to let go. and give ourselves presence in our light and in our warmth. To say, show us, show me how I'm meant to experience that. And it doesn't mean you're letting it go, like, okay, universe, show me that. I'm just gonna lean back, show me the way. We still have to take action. And one of the ways we take action is by doing the work with our inner light, listening, and then not just letting what we've listened to, what we've heard, go to the wayside. For April, in the Intuitives Toolkit, we are going to focus on and do our live lesson around how to trust and take action on the intuitive information that you receive. I cannot wait. I feel this in my heart energy center as we speak. I hope that you feel inspired to let your mind rest. Maybe you envision yourself putting your mind on a little bed or on a little tufted footstool, and you allow yourself to go to your light and say, what's coming through next? Spirit, when I say spirit, I'm talking about the activation of source energy, which is in alignment for the highest and best of all involved and in the light. What is fun and inspiring for me to do? That's you and your power using your human free will with source to say, what do we want to create together? You know what my goals are. I don't know how I'm going to get there. Show me the most fun, easiest way. And let's do it. Thank you for bringing your light and being all of you in this world. It is needed. We do not need a bunch of more watered down stuff. I'm going to put that really lightly because there's a lot of, it's really the work that we do here, the work that we do in any of my containers, it moves things and it requires effort. And right now, our world is in a tough place. And the fact that you're sitting here, still moving the needle internally for yourself, and no doubt sharing it with others, is incredible. So thank you for being you. Until next time. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom. I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor, and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.